I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump announces his re-election bid before a crowd in Orlando while touting the economy and other actions by his administration. Trump also labeled Democrats as radicals intent on dividing the country, including immigration.
On no issue are Democrats more extreme and more depraved than when it comes to border security. The Democrat agenda of open borders is morally reprehensible. It's the greatest betrayal of the American middle class and, frankly, American life.
Trump also tells supporters,
this election is about you. It's about your family, your future, and the fate of your country. We begin our campaign with the best record, the best results, the best agenda, and the only positive vision for our country's future.
In the speech, the president also claimed that the nation's air is cleaner than ever. The AP's Ed Donahue reports that flies in the face of the latest EPA report.
Just a few weeks ago, President Trump touted clean air.
We have the cleanest air in the world in the United States, and it's gotten better since I'm president.
Data from the Environmental Protection Agency shows over the past 2 years, there were 15% more polluted air days than just a few years earlier. This comes as the Trump administration is expected to replace an Obama-era rule designed to limit emissions from electric power plants. The president has been moving toward loosening regulations on coal-fired power plants. The EPA quietly posted these new air quality numbers online last month and told the AP the increase in bad air days in 2017 was because of wildfires in the West. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. President Trump's former communications director will meet in private tomorrow with members of the House Judiciary Committee. Jackie Quinn with more.
Hope Hicks will be the first Trump insider to speak with lawmakers since special counsel Robert Mueller released his Russia report. Behind closed doors, Hicks is expected to provide information about President Trump's actions only during the 2016 presidential campaign. The White House counsel has directed that she not answer questions from her service in the White House, citing executive privilege. A White House lawyer will be in the room for the interview as well. Hicks has cooperated extensively with the Mueller probe, which looked into possible collusion with Russia and obstruction of justice. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Google promises $1 billion to address the sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies brought about in the San Francisco Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.